is the Ford Show, starring Dinah Shore with Peter Lynn Hayes and Robert Emmett Dolan and his orchestra. And our guest for tonight, Carmen Miranda. All presented by the Ford dealers and Lincoln Mercury dealers of America. And here is Dinah Shore.
You can't take my word for it, baby. There's nobody else but you. Nobody else will do. No, 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 nobody else. You can feel it in my kiss. You can see it in my eyes. And I'm telling you what my heart's telling me. And my heart never lies. So you can take my word for it, baby. There's nobody else for me. Nobody else could be. No, 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 nobody else. On a brightly day and nightly, I can prove that it's true. So won't you take my word for it, baby? There's nobody else but you.
So you can take my word for it, baby.
There's nobody else for me.
Nobody else could be.
No, no. Nobody else. On a brightly day and nightly, I can prove that it's true. Don't you
take my word for it, baby.
There's nobody else. Nobody else but you.
Dinah, tell me, is that little Brazilian Pepper here yet?
Who do you mean, Pete? Carmen Miranda?
Why, yes.
Gee, I didn't know they called her the Brazilian Pepper.
She sure has the shaker for it. Incidentally, I'm all ready for her, Dinah. I brought her a box of candy. I made it myself.
That's awfully funny-looking candy. The pieces are so big. What are they, Pete?
Chocolate-covered bananas.
I hope we can make Carmen feel at home. I'm a little worried, though, because I don't know a single word of her language.
Well, you've got nothing to worry about, Dinah. I know her language and her country like a book.
Really?
Leave everything to Don Pietro Lindolfo Hacienda. You know, Dinah, I talk her language like a native.
Like a native what?
Like a native Portuguese.
That's Portuguese.
Well, naturally, if you want to use the plural. Just like, well, Dinah, take, for instance, grouse, grease. Mouse, meese. Lend, lease.
Peter, why do you think you know how to speak Portuguese?
Simply because I once lived in South America. I had a beautiful little home down there. It was Spanish, Moroccan, English, Normandy architecture.
Spanish, Moroccan, English, Normandy?
Yes, there was a little French Canadian in it, too, but I never could find her.
What were you doing in South America?
Well, I was on a junket with a scientific expedition. I was looking for the mouth of the Amazon.
How exciting.
Yes, you see, our party started for the interior, and we soon found ourselves in mountainous country.
Oh, you saw the Andes?
No, the Andes were out. I think they were over at the Amoses. But, anywho, we continued on through the pampases of Brazil.
Oh, now, wait. The pampases down in Argentina.
Caught with my pampas down in Argentina. Dinah, the natives treated us wonderfully. We had cocoa on the Orinoco, Java in the Calava, and drinkers with the Incas.
I suppose you also had tamales and nogales.
No, but in a little town in Bolivia, I met a de Havilland named Olivia. Oh, what a glorious trip as we took off in our riverboat and steamed up the Anawanda, then we steamed up the Tabalala.
What did you see?
Nothing. The windows steamed up, too. Except, Dinah, I did get a fleeting glimpse of that rare creature called the duck-billed platypus.
See, that name has always intrigued me. What does a duck-billed platypus look like?
Well, it has a short platy and a long puss.
Must have looked beautiful.
What an ovation the natives gave me as they sat on the shore on their tortillas and waved madly at me with their gaily colored enchiladas.
Yeah, Pete, but how about the mouth of the Amazon?
Oh, yes, I'll never forget that glorious night when I finally reached the mouth of the Amazon.
What did you do?
I kissed her.
Where doesn't my heart go dancing? Spring is here. Why isn't the waltz entrancing? No desire, no ambition leads me. Maybe it's because nobody needs me. Spring is here. Why doesn't the breeze delight me? Stars appear. Why doesn't the night invite me? Maybe it's because nobody loves me.
Sure.
Sir Lancelot, down in Trinidad, as I understand it, the calypso singers take a word and then they make a whole song out of it.
That's true, Michelle.
Well, now, just to prove it to the folks, let me give you a word and you make a calypso song. The word, of course, is Ford.
Ford, Ford, in your future you may have to wait, but it's worth waiting for the Ford is great. V8 or 6, 6 or V8, they fought the joy to own and operate. Now that is the consensus of opinion of a majority in this nation. The brand new Ford, you will hear them say, is the finest of the low-priced cars today. With wide roomy seats and rest right springs, hydraulic king-size brakes and everything, and powerful engines that are guaranteed to give the smoothest operation at all speeds. So when you get ready to buy a car, be sure to get a Ford, for there's none finer. V8 or 6, 6 or V8, Ford's a joy to own and operate.
Trials and tribulations of Bert Periwinkle have reached a new high tonight. We find the worrisome, forgetful Mr. Periwinkle, played by Peter Lynn Hayes, seated at the dinner table beside his lovely, tolerant wife, Gert, played by Miss Dinah Shore. The moment is too tense for words, but Gert speaks anyway.
Oh, Bert, don't try to hide your feelings. You're holding something back. Bert, I beg of you, speak to me. Bert, speak! Speak!
What am I, a dog?
No, Bert, you're not a dog. You're a fine, upright man. You're Bert Periwinkle, the man I love. Kiss me, Bert.
What did you say?
I said, kiss me.
Pass the ham hocks.
Here. Oh, Bert, I know you're hiding something. You can't fool me. You're hiding something.
I'd like to hide these ham hocks.
Bert, a man was here this afternoon, and he wore a uniform. He wore a uniform, Bert. He wore a uniform. A uniform!
Must be pretty hot wearing all those uniforms.
Bert. Bert, dear, no matter what happens, I shall be at your side. Kiss me, Bert. Kiss.
With a mouthful of ham hocks?
Bert, why didn't you tell me? Why didn't you tell me? Why? Why?
You want to know what comes after why? It's Z.
Oh, Bert, what will our children think?
Whose children?
Our children, Earl and Pearl.
What?
Earl and Pearl.
Sounds like a pair of goldfish.
Well, now, I'll not have you calling our children goldfish. They're beautiful little things. And oh, how they love to play.
Be sure to change the water every day.
Bert, what about the man with the uniform? What are you going to do?
The only thing a man can do, Gert, I'm going to give myself up. Past the tomato paste, my toupee is slipping.
Oh, Bert. Bert, I don't know what to do. I'm so worried. I'm eating my heart out.
What did you say?
I said I'm eating my heart out.
Isn't that silly when you have a whole plate full of ham hocks?
I'm just using a figure of speech.
Your figure, you shouldn't make a speech.
Bert, the man with the uniform is coming after you again tonight. He's a policeman, Bert. A policeman? Oh, Bert, what about Earl and Pearl?
Put him in a pail of water. I'll take him with me.
Oh, dear, you poor boy, you're so upset. Kiss me, Bert.
These ham hocks have got more hock than ham.
You don't have to beat around the bush, Bert. I understand everything. But I'll tell you one thing, Bert Periwinkle. They can't take you away from me. You belong to me, and I belong to you. We belong to each other. I'm yours, and you're mine.
Anything you can do to explain the foregoing will be gratefully appreciated. Fraternally yours, Bert Periwinkle.
Oh, Bert, I...
Now, don't bother reading that back.
Oh, I can't bear the thought of your being locked up down there, and then the trial.
Be brave, Gert. Be brave.
Kiss me, Bert.
Don't be that brave.
Bert, will they let me visit you?
I don't think so. Not in a case like this. Remember, Gert, this is murder.
Oh, Bert. Bert. Bert.
Don't cry in the gravy. It's thin enough already.
All right. I won't cry. You better go now. I don't want the neighbors to see them take you away.
Goodbye, Gert. Goodbye. When I leave this house, I'll go like a man.
No matter what happens, Bert, I'm with you to the end. To the very end. The bitter end.
Thank you. And before I go, let me say this. When this trial is over, they'll never get me for jury duty again. Never.
Here's a brand new tune I suspect you'll be hearing a lot in weeks to come. Let them say about each other, let them gossip as they may. As long as we are mad about each other, who cares what people say? When they say they've seen his arms about me, should I take his arms away? As long as he desires his arms about me, who cares what people say? We've built our dreams too high. Why should we let them all come tumbling down? I know that he and I will keep our love alive, though we're the talk of the town. Let them say we're always seen together. That's the way we want to stay. As long as we can always be together, who cares what people say? Mm-hmm.
seen together. That's the way we want to stay. As long as we can always be together, who cares what people say? Who cares what people say?
Ladies and gentlemen, and now...
Hello, hello. Como vai você, sua vozinha, Dona Shore?
Well, Carmen Miranda.
You're expecting maybe Carmen Lombardo?
Welcome to the Ford Show, Carmen. It's so nice to see you.
Look wise, I'm sure, Dana.
Carmen, I want you to meet a young man who knows all about your country, Mr. Peter Lind Hayes.
Peter Lynn Hayes. He sounds so many for not being so much. I think I met your brother, John Charles Tormans.
Oh, well, see, now's your chance, Peter. What are you waiting for? Say something in Portuguese.
Well, I will move over there. Adios, Miss Miranda. Como estamos? Yo mañana.
That's so nice. Thank you.
Did you really say something in Portuguese?
Why, of course I did. I said hello and asked her how she was today.
Is that right, Carmen?
Well, almost. Except he was speaking Spanish, and when he say goodbye and ask me how he was tomorrow.
Still don't believe I've been to Brazil, eh? Carmen, I happen to be familiar with every little village and hamlet in Brazil.
Ever been in São Paulo?
Well, I don't seem to remember that place.
How about Rio de Janeiro?
Yeah, that doesn't sound familiar either, but tell me, how are things in Guatemala?
Clacawara.
Huh?
Clacawara?
Oh, well, anyway, I love your country, Carmen. I'll never forget a little girl I met just south of there.
Chile?
Yes, a little at first, but she warmed up after we got rid of her son.
Say, Carmen, how about you warming us all up with one of those sultry South American songs of yours, hmm?
I'll be very pleasant to do it, Diana.
Eu fui às estradas de Madrid, para chimpum, para chimpum, e quase não volto mais aqui para deter ir. Deixa-se se para chimpum, para chimpum, e eu conheci uma espanhola natural da Catalunha. Queria que eu tocasse castanhola e pegasse pela unha. Caramba, caracole, sou do samba, não me amoles pro Brasil. Eu vou fugir, que isso é conversa mole, para boi dormir. Eu fui às estradas de Madrid. E quase não volto mais aqui pra preferir. Deixa-se e eu conheci uma espanhola natural da Catalunha. Queria que eu tocasse castanhola, que pegasse por a unha. Caramba, caracole, sou do samba, não me amoles pro Brasil. Eu vou fugir, que sua conversa mole, para boi dormir. Para chimpum, para chimpum.
That was just wonderful, Carmen.
Yes, Carmen, that was great.
Thank you very much.
Say, Carmen, how about you and me stepping over to the Palladium doing a little rumba?
I'm sorry, but the rumba, I don't do it anymore.
Oh, sure, Pete. Don't you know the rumba is a back number?
You're telling me.
No. What I mean is the rumba started way back.
Oh, I can start mine from any place. How about doing a little conga?
Nobody does the conga anymore either.
Oh, no. Well, I read where the president was making all Congress learn the conga.
Make the Congress learn the conga?
Sure. It's the only way you can make the Republicans get in line.
Look, I love to go dance with you, you see, but first I got to go home and change my dress.
Good enough.
Then I got to put a different pair of shoes.
Good enough.
Then I got to ask my husband. That's good.
That's enough.
Say, that's right, Carmen. You got married last week, didn't you? May I congratulate you?
Oh, yes, Stein. I get married last week, and I spend my honeymoon in a wonderful place at Las Vegas, Nevada.
No, now, wait. That's Las Vegas.
Las Vegas. I've been there.
Carmen, those honeymoons are wonderful, aren't they?
Oh, in my marriage, you're so thrilling. I was so excited when the minister married us, and I'm all covered the goose pimples.
Yes, sir.
Then I suppose after the marriage, you slipped away to a little hideaway.
Uh-huh. And we go away, my husband and I, two of those boats together, you know.
Boats together? Sounds like a very nice arrangement.
And you know something, Dinah?
What?
I forgot my English, you know that. Even in my honeymoon, we tune into your program.
Well, that's quite a compliment, isn't that wonderful?
Well, I think so. Do you mean Dinah's singing takes the place of the roar of Niagara Falls?
Oh, no. But my husband loved to hear the way Sir Lancelot sing those Ocablito songs.
Oh, well, Sir Lancelot sings those, but it's very nice. Well, why don't you surprise him, Carmen, and when you go home tonight, sing some calypso songs yourself.
But I don't know the calypso songs.
Oh, don't worry about it. We'll have Sir Lancelot show you. Sir Lancelot?
Yes?
Well, sir, now look, Sir Lancelot, Carmen wants to know how to sing calypso songs.
I'd be glad to teach her. If you'd like to sing a real calypso song, listen to me and you can't go wrong. Just make up a verse the best way you're able, and always put the accent on the wrong syllable.
Well, that sounds easy. Could you make up a song about Carmen's wedding, Sir Lancelot?
Assuredly. Miss Carmen Miranda, we heard that you had a nice honeymoon in Las Vegas, Nevada, and got married in one of those Hollywood frocks with orange blossoms, lilies, and Bobby socks.
Well, now you got the idea. You try it, Carmen.
Okay, I tried. When I first came to Hollywood, I was very hard to understand. The way I talked, it was a panic. But I make a lot of money for Darryl Zanuck.
Carmen Miranda's hats, they are buttes, with limes and lemons and citrus fruits. But on cold mornings, they're not so hot, for she has to carry a big smudge pot.
When you walk down a Mexicano street, you have to be careful of the people you meet. Because Mr. and Mrs., they both wear serapes. You can't tell the mammies from the pappies.
At least, Lloyd Godiva dress Brazilian style. When I tell you that, now please don't smile. For history books will tell that so. She had a bare midriff from head to toe.
At bullfighting, I once took a fling, and in the bull's nose, I placed a ring. A ring in his nose should make him enraged, but he kissed me instead. He think we engaged.
Now the Ford V8, it is quite a car. Its fame is universal. So what can I lose with my sponsor if I slip in this commercial? Now to Sir Lancelot we apologize.
As a calypso style we harmonize.
And after this exhibition we better have
Never ever visit Trinidad. Here's Tom Hammond with some wonderful news from Ford.
Right, Dinah. The Ford Motor Company has just taken another forward step that is of interest and importance to every American by offering the lowest priced cars in its field. The Ford three-window, six-cylinder business coupe is now back in production, and its price has been reduced $20 below the price which prevailed last fall when production on this model was temporarily suspended. This reduction, together with those of January the 15th, ranging up to $50, makes the Ford business coupe and the two-door sedan the lowest priced cars in their field. Here's an exception to the rule of rising prices. It's an example of the Ford Motor Company's determination to do everything possible to bring back normal and sound prices for everyone's benefit. Most important of all, this second Ford price reduction within 3 months is the result of a basic Ford Motor Company policy, the policy of offering the greatest value at the lowest possible cost.
Thank you, Tom. Bobby, let's do that favorite song of mine, hmm?
Fish gotta swim, birds gotta fly. I've gotta love one man till I die. Can't help loving that man of mine. Tell me he's lazy, tell me he's slow, tell me I'm crazy, maybe I know. Can't help loving that man of mine.
Over Carmen Miranda, you're wonderful. That's about all for tonight, folks, but be with us again next week, won't you? Night, everybody.
Carmen Miranda may soon be seen in the United Artists production Copacabana. Friends, be with us again next Wednesday night when the Ford dealers and Lincoln Mercury dealers of America again bring you Dinah Shore with Peter Lynn Hayes and Robert Emma Dolan and his orchestra. Good night. This is CBS Columbia Broadcasting System.